made up on a stage now, I could condemn it as an improbable fiction.
With a new production of the first full-length Shakespeare play broadcast on BBC Radio. Twelfth Night.
Oh, with mine honour may I give him that which I have given to you.
Starring Genevieve Gaunt, Giles Torreira, and Toby Jones as Malvolio.
My masters, are you mad?
This Saturday and Sunday afternoon at 3 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now on Radio 4, the comedian Chris McCausland asks his guests to live in an audio-only world in You Heard It Here First.
Hello and welcome to You Heard It Here First, the show that asks our guests to live in an audio-only world and decipher audio clips to see if they can figure out what the hell is going on, where the hell it's going on, and why the hell it's being allowed to go in the first place. My name's Chris McCausland, and I devised this show because I'm blind and I wanted to demonstrate just how difficult it can be operating in the world with audio alone. So I'm hoping and praying that these guys are going to be rubbish at this, or I'm going to look like a right wally. Well, more of one anyway. But enough of my waffle, let's meet the teams! On my right, we've got Phil Wang and Nita Willier. And on my left, it's Stuart Mitchell and Kerry Godleyman. Phil, it's lovely to have you here, mate, but how are you feeling about living in an audio-only world?
I feel partly prepared for a world without sight. Years ago, I was in Spain, and I ate Chinese food there that had so much salt that I woke up in the middle of the night and I'd lost sight in one eye. I woke up and I couldn't, and I don't say it's nighttime, no. Don't try and be clever. I know it was nighttime, but I turned on the light and I didn't have depth perception at all. The thing I was most worried about was explaining to people further down the line how I'd lost sight in one eye. I didn't have a cool story. It wasn't like a bar fight or my time in Afghanistan. It was just a cashew chicken.
I mean, if you had to come up with something a little bit more glamorous, what would the fake story have been that you would have come up with?
Orgy accident.
And if the cause is still going to be too much salt, I don't really want to know. You got that. Nina, you are, of course, an award-winning actress, but has a sound ever affected your ability to work?
Yes, actually. I did a Bollywood film a while ago, and people who don't know much about Bollywood, which was actually mostly me a few years ago, is that after every scene that you do in the evening or the next day, you have to go and dub yourself over. So I went into the studio and I had to sort of dub my scene, and I noticed that after I dubbed my lines, they would make this sound. Honestly, that's the sound they made. And I was like, that's odd. Okay. So I did my next line. So I said to the guy, I said, I'm really sorry. Why do you keep doing that? Why do you keep adding that sound? He goes, madam, if we don't put the sound, how will they know you're funny? If you watch the film that I did, that's what they do. Anytime I say anything funny. We tried it in Still Open All Hours. It didn't work very well.
Oh, and a little note to Sasha, the producer. We need a dying noise for this show. Stu, you are, of course, Scottish, mate. So apart from the sound of vegetables being cut, what's the most surprising noise you've ever heard?
My most surprising sound, oh, it's probably... And it's a goal for Scotland. No, that sound when the ball hits the net of the opposition, just that tss, tss, that like that ring of death you get in a butcher's for a fly. I remember in a stag do, we got my mate to put his finger in one of them. God rest his soul.
And Kerry, let's ramp up the terror, I suppose. You don't strike me as a woman that's easily flustered, but what's the scariest sound you've ever heard?
The scariest sound? I don't know if any of you have ever lived with a baby, but there's a noise that they make in the night just before they're going to cry, and it's just a quiet little noise. It's... And you lie there going, no, no, no. No, no, go back to sleep. And then they... It's the first one. is that? It's the scariest sound.
Because there is a little moment afterwards where you're like, oh no, please don't.
Yeah.
Please don't.
You go into denial and then you're up again for the sixth time that night.
And now enough of their waffle as well. But before we get stuck in properly, let's play a quick game to decide the order of play. Have a listen to this clip of a future Wales international rugby superstar.
My name is Jodie and I'm from Cardiff.
It's pretty simple. Closest guess gets to decide if they go first or second. How old do you think Riley is? Stu, Kerry, what are you thinking?
Six.
Yeah, we'll go for six.
We'll go for six.
You're going to go for six straight in there. No beating about. Love the way you agree with each other straight away. Guys, what are you going to say?
Well, the clues are he's Charlie and he's from Cardiff.
His name's Riley.
Riley. Okay. Well,
I mean,
that bodes well for this show, I think.
I think, Phil, maybe you've had too much pepper and gone deaf in one ear.
He's from Cardiff. How old are people from Cardiff usually?
Eight.
All of them are eight.
Yeah. All eight.
We'll go eight.
Okay, well, let's hear from the little dragon himself.
I'm Riley and I'm 9 years old and I'm from Cardiff. Aww.
That sounded almost disappointed.
I was just going to say, Chris, typical, I'm 1-0 down already.
Well, I mean, he's 9 years old, so obviously you are closer. However you got there, you are closer. Do you guys want to play first or second?
We'll go first, please.
OK, fantastic. You're going to play first, so let's crack on with round one. Phil and Nina, you're at home, relaxing on the couch, watching a bit of telly, and the following advert comes on. I want you to have a listen to this and tell me what the hell you think is going on here.
That's actually the sound of me looking for and then finding my penis in the bath. I'm not sure how they got audio of that. And I'm not happy.
I like the way you give it a few little tweaks to make sure it still works.
Well, you want to make sure it's the right penis. I'm not sure. It's a tricky one. I don't know. Sort of like a dog toy undersea rescue show.
This might just be because of my experience on the trains today, but this is kind of me imagining Rishi Sunak in the bath with his rubber duck in, then being waterboarded by the RMT guys.
Well, if I was to tell you that that is either an advert for an athletic swimwear company that I've never heard of, a travel booking website that I definitely have heard of, or a limescale remover from a brand that we've all heard of. Which way would you go with that?
Travel company. For some reason, when you said travel company,
Yeah, that was my inkling. It sounds like, you know, someone's out having a swim on a travel.
Yeah? Out on a travel.
At the beach somewhere.
Well, I can tell you that you are wrong.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Phil.
So, guys, I'm going to pass it over to you. Is it athletic swimwear company that I've never heard of or the limescale remover from a brand that we've all heard of?
Athletics doesn't make you go, squeaky toy, does it? It's like a different vibe.
Yeah.
I think toilets.
Yeah, let's go
limescale. No, there isn't limescale in a toilet. Is there?
Yeah,
is there?
There is.
Toilet.
Stu, are you in agreement here, mate?
Yeah, there's definitely limescale in toilets. It's like...
I mean, technically, this isn't the question.
Yeah. No.
The question wasn't, is there limescale in toilets?
Let's go for that. Toilets.
Yeah, let's do it. Toilets.
Okay.
Limescale.
And I can tell you that you are wrong.
Oh! Swimwear!
It is for the athletic swimwear company, Arena. It's a man swimming in open water when a shark appears. Oh, no! But it's not a threat to his life or anything. It's got a squeaky toy and wants to play catch with him. What a lovely shark. Although what the advert doesn't answer is, what happened to the child who used to own that toy? They say that no one can hear you scream in space, But can they hear you scream underwater? Let's find out as we play a game called What Names of Popular Radio 4 Shows Am I Screaming Underwater? Just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Phil, Nina, my daughter was having a bath the other day and I got her to sit up the tap end and wait patiently while I dunked my head over the side and screamed the name of a popular Radio 4 show. I really need a proper job. For a lovely point, have a listen to this and see if you can figure out what the popular Radio 4 show is that I am yelling into a bathtub filled with LOL surprise bubble baths.
That was very confident of you.
Yeah, it sounds like woman's hour.
It sounds like woman's hour?
Yeah, it does.
Should we hear it again?
Yeah.
Let's hear it again. Absolutely flying. In preparing this show, I've played that clip to quite a few people and no one even thought it was words.
Is that correct? I'm truly astonished.
I'm astonished.
Is it?
I didn't even know what I was saying. Well, that's a point for you guys. OK, Stu, Kerry, you've got a lot to live up to. Here is your clip.
Woman's hour.
How traumatised was your daughter at this point?
What are you thinking, Stu?
Oh, I'm trying to think. Is it someone getting drowned in the Archers? The Archers.
Yay!
I've entered an alternate dimension or something. How is anyone hearing anything?
It's all the pepper, mate, all the pepper.
Can I just say, spending 50 quid to get my ears syringed was the best thing I've ever done.
It was the Archers. So that's a point for you guys as well. Well, there's part of our lives we'll never get back. A point each and something that will never be spoken about again, except for when my daughter's much older to her therapist. Stu, Kerry, over to you guys. You've taken a trip to the States and you can't sleep and you're having to flick through the telly and stumble across this on a late night shopping channel.
So this is the ultimate play toy. This is really stinking cool. It is a completely different mindset on toys. They do it with, you know, the cardboard UPS box that arrives at the front door, but it's not quite the same.
Look at them, he's inside the same.
This will stimulate them physically, mentally, for hours and hours every single day. And it becomes their favorite place. Normally, $21 doesn't make somebody this happy.
What is in that box?
Well, what do you think they are trying to sell you there?
Well, they said the phrase stinkingly cool. Is that a smelly fridge?
I mean, could it just be a box? Because they do sell a lot of junk on those channels.
You buy kids something and all they're interested in is the actual box.
And now they're thinking, hang on, we could make a bit of money out of this, so we'll sell a box.
And UPS deliver it. I must say it's the BBC, so other unreliable couriers are available. I'm trying to think of, what do you get delivered that's not in a box? So
I mean, again, Stu, not really the question. But we can go down this road if you want.
Yeah.
If I was to tell you that it's either a crate for your baby, a velvet box for your dog, or a sack for your cat, which way would you go with that?
Must be for a pet. Okay. So what we're going... Cat,
there's a
dog.
Couple of points in it for you if you can guess right.
Sack. You can't put a cat in a... well...
It just makes you think of the canal.
Technically. I will.
Let's go dog.
Let's go dog.
Dog.
You're going to go for the velvet box for your dog? And I can tell you that you are... wrong. Oh. OK, guys, I'm going to pass it over to you. There's a point in it for you. If you can tell me what the right answer is.
Am I getting this right? Why would you buy a crate for your baby? That's surely illegal. You don't go, I'm going to go crate shopping for my baby. That's just weird.
Well, that's why you order it online so that no one's the wiser.
Well, that makes sense.
You go to a shop and you say, I'd like a crate for my baby. Fine. You get reported. But order it on the dark web. And it turns up in a box.
Fair enough.
No questions asked.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Let's do it.
We think baby crate.
And I can tell you that you are wrong.
Come on.
What? It is the cat sack. An actual sack for your cat.
What kind of shopping channel is this?
How can we ever know what a cat is feeling? Surely it's impossible. Well, let's find out as we play a game that I like to call Guess How This Cat's Feeling? The BBC Sound Effects Library is full of sounds of all different types of cats. I want to know how this cat is feeling according to the label it's been given by the person who recorded it. If you're right, there's a lovely point in it for you. And if you're wrong, I'm going to pass it over to the other guys. And if they're wrong, we're going to keep on going until one of you gets it right or someone cuts the power to this place. Stu, Kerry, here is your cat.
Is that cat in a sack?
How do you think that cat was feeling?
Just happy.
You think it was happy?
Yeah, just it was like saying, you're all right.
Well, I can tell you it wasn't a happy cat. Guys, it's your choice.
Oh, ennui. It sounded like a cat who's going through some things in life, but has come upon a eureka moment. It sounds like a cat who's just remembered the word it's trying to think of.
Was that word meow? Nina, try and take control of this man.
I don't know. I think I'll go with your theory. Fine, let's go with ennui.
Ennui, as in Thierry. No. I don't even know what it means.
I think it is sort of like an existential sadness.
Well, I can tell you it's not. Ennui, back to you guys. Come on, it's what you have to solve every day to keep them alive.
It's hungry.
Yay!
Oh. Very similar to ennui, I would say. That's how I feel.
An existential sadness because it didn't have food. Phil, Nina, here's one for you guys. Have a listen to this cat and tell me, how's this cat feeling?
Horny. Oh.
Sore throat? Yeah, horny is what I'm coming up with as well. It's usually like
definitely
a horny kind of...
I think so.
You think this is a horny cat? It's not a horny cat. Over to you guys.
Oh. This cat has baggage. And it's got a lot of feelings. Complicated feelings.
Yeah. I'm just after one word, if that helps.
Oh.
Very anxious. It's taking deep breaths.
Yes,
you think anxious?
Yes.
Yeah. It's not an anxious cat. Guys, back over to you. This cat is looking to be alive for feeling like this.
Angry. It's an angry big cat.
It's not an angry cat. Oh, come on, this kills cats. It literally kills cats.
Can you narrow it down possibly to the correct answer?
A hunter kills a cat.
No, the feeling kills the cat.
Aren't we?
What feeling kills a cat?
Come on.
Oh, curiosity.
Disclaimer, no cats were hurt during the recording of those audio clips, but the BBC Sound Effects Library is very old, so those cats have been dead for years. OK, and at the end of all that nonsense, the scores are tied! Let's move on to round two. It is my job to educate my daughter about the world, and often she will ask me what something is in a picture. But before I can tell her, she first has to describe it to me. So let's see if our guests can figure out what the hell these adorable kids are describing from a picture that the kids can see, but that our guests can't. Phil, Nina, you guys are up first, and you have got Milo, who will be describing something to you. I'm going to play you two clips. If you guess right after the first clip, you get 2 points, but only 1 point if it takes you both of the clips. Take it away, Milo.
Quite old-fashioned. It has loads of big pointy turrets surrounded by trees and water. And there's mountains too, like something in Wales. It looks like something from a fairy tale.
So what are you thinking, guys?
You're thinking
a sort of like a castle of swords, a fancy old-fashioned castle. None of these newfangled 60s build castles. I'm imagining the Disney castle, the Disney logo castle.
Okay.
But we probably can't afford the rights to that.
No.
But regardless, it might be in Wales. They've never specified actually where that castle is. Okay, we'll say the Disney castle.
Okay, you're going to go with the Disney castle. Let's hear the second clip and see if you want to stick with your guess or change your mind for just a point.
It's quite a cloudy sky with birds in the sky. Somewhere where rich people would live, or maybe kings and queens. It looks very ancient and non-realistic.
What do you think? Buckingham Palace or...
Buckingham Palace, that's the one in town, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I think this one sounds like it's a bit further out. It doesn't look very realistic. What's an unrealistic... I've always been very convinced by every castle I've seen.
Maybe it's a Lego one.
Oh.
Oh, no, wait. There were birds in the sky and it was all cloudy.
Oh, yes.
What's that about? Like a Harry Potter type thing, maybe. Oh.
We like Hogwarts. We like Hogwarts as a guest.
You like Hogwarts as a guest? I mean, I wonder why. Okay, so you all come with Hogwarts. Let's find out. Milo, are they right?
You're right. It was Hogwarts.
Yay! So that's 1 point for the audience. And the way this is going, I think they could win this one. That's a point for you guys. Okay. Stu, Kerry, you guys are up now. How are you feeling about this after listening to that?
I feel confident. I think the audience have got our back.
Yeah.
They can turn on you, you know these guys.
Well, you've got my daughter Sophie coming up with a belter for you. See if you can figure this one out. Take it away, Sophie.
It's kind of like in a circle with some pedals on the floor. And it has loads of rocks. The rocks make shadows. But when we get to, like, kind of, like, when you're drawing the circle, you kind of, and you stop, it kind of gets all wonky inside, like a big squiggle.
What?
Has your daughter taken acid?
That's really hard. A circle with paddles and it's got rocks and shadows and it squiggles.
Yeah. Well, you see, part of this game is kind of making you live how I live, and this is what I have to put up with on a daily basis.
Okay, let's think. It's like a game. Is it a game? Not this. I know this is a game. Like, do you know what I mean? Like one of those circles and then you swing a thing and it's got paddles and rocks. It's like Stonehenge with a massive maypole. Mm. It's Stonehenge! But I don't know what the paddles are.
Well, it's been raining recently, so it might be a canoeist just going through.
Going through the
Stonehenge.
You're going to go for that?
We're going to go for that.
Okay, well, let's hear the second clip and see if you want to stick with your guess for 2 points or change your mind for a single point.
There are some big rocks and small rocks and some large rocks next to each other with a big rock. And there are loads of rocks and it's really, really tall. And it looks like... I don't know what it looks like.
Is it a rockery? No. I think it
must
could be Stonehenge.
Yeah. Let's stick.
That's a really good description of Stonehenge.
Yeah.
It's big rocks, little rocks, a load of rocks. Yep. Just rocks.
Rocks. Yeah.
We're going with Stonehenge.
You're
going
to go with Stonehenge. Sophie, are they right?
Woo, you're right with Stonehenge!
Yeah. And again, I mean, I was joking, but technically that's 2 more points for the audience. That is 2 points for you. She did say at the beginning it had pedals at the bottom. She meant pebbles. And at the end of that round, Stu and Kerry are in the lead. And as we round the final corner and hit the home straight, it's all to play for in the quickfire round. Okay, Phil, Nina, are you feeling good?
Yeah.
Fantastic. I'm closing my eyes to heighten my hearing.
You've got until the klaxon sounds to answer as many questions as you can. I'm going to alternate between the two of you, so I only answer if it's your turn. Do you understand?
Sorry, I was concentrating so much on closing my eyes, I didn't listen to what you said. So I'll try pinching my nose as well. Sorry.
Your time starts now. Nina, is this a hawk or a firework?
Firework.
No, it's a hawk. Phil, name the Spice Girl.
It was incredible. We broke barriers.
Sporty.
It is Sporty. Yes. Nina, what film am I watching?
Oh, Rocky.
It is Rocky. Phil, who's driving?
I'm Fred Flintstone.
It is Fred Flintstone. Nina, is this an ornament of a duck or a mug with a duck on it?
Ornament.
No, it was a mug.
clearly a mug, Nina.
Name the secret agent.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Austin Powers.
It is Austin Powers. Nina, what the hell is this?
Goose.
No, it was a donkey, apparently. Phil, is this Benny or Bjorn?
Yes, I guess we do because we travel so much around.
Benny.
It is Benny! Nina, what am I doing?
Blowing your nose.
No, spraying an aerosol. Phil, which sitcom character is this?
Richard, raise yourself.
Oh, one of the old ones.
Come on,
Mary Boulevard.
No! Hyacinth Bouquet.
That's what I was thinking of.
We're useless.
And after that, you guys got 5 points.
Oh, Mary Boulevard.
Actually, Phil, who is Mary Boulevard?
I was hoping you'd tell me. I think it's so Frenchy, kind of, but Englishy. And Mary Boulevard is all that came to mind.
Did you just make that up off the top of your head?
I did make that up, yeah.
Honestly, I mean, you should have a point just for that.
Yes.
Okay, Stu Carey, you've seen how it's done. Your time starts now. Stu, is this a cat or a snake?
Snake.
It was a cat. Kerry, name the clown.
Oh.
Come on.
Coco.
No, it's Krusty the Clown. Stu, is this magical or mysterious?
Mysterious.
It is mysterious. Kerry, what language is this?
Encuentra la información y análisis de las noticias por Adela a toda hora en...
Spanish.
It is Spanish, apparently. Stu, what drink is this?
Champagne.
No, it was Prosecco. Kerry, what TV show am I watching?
I pity the fool who goes home crying to his mama.
Different Strokes. No,
The 18. I'm taking your first answer. Stu, is this an elephant or someone blowing a trumpet really loud?
Trumpet.
It was an elephant, you idiot. Kerry, name the silver coin.
10p.
Oh, it was 5p. Stu, what am I doing here? Come on, Stu.
Closing your sphincter. I don't know.
Closing, hey.
Your sphincter.
Oh, it was a window. I was trying to help you out. Kerry, which celebrity chef is this?
Terrible, tough, fried calamari floating in a pool of generic red sauce.
Ramsay.
Oh, it's... It was Anthony Bourdain.
I don't know any chefs.
And at the end of that, you got 2 right. And that's the end of the show. And after all that messing about, the winners are Phil and Nina. Thanks to my guests, Phil Wang and Nina Wadia, Stuart Mitchell and Kerry Godleyman. My name's Chris McCausland. And next time somebody tells you that this is their favourite show on the radio, just remember that. That was meant to be, you heard it here first. Thanks for listening. Goodbye. You Heard It Here First was written and presented by me, Chris McCausland. The producer was Sasha Boback, and this was a BBC Studios production.
That was the last in the series, but you can catch all of You Heard It Here First with Chris McCausland on BBC Sounds. There's a shock for Adam in the Archers after the news, and then after that, in Front Row, how they're playing Robin Hood in Northumbria, using the proceeds of crime to support the arts.
Six Music. Good morning.
Start your day.
If you need a bit of audio sunshine, don't worry, we have got you covered.
The Six Music Breakfast Show with Lauren Laverne.
Putting the music together as we go, which is, for us, part of the fun.
Music beyond the mainstream.
You can really hear that beautiful analogue production. Some of our favourites and some brilliant selections courtesy of the Six Music listeners.